Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't know, maybe we've seen this before, but excessive heat warning for today. Excessive heat warning. It's going to get up to, upper 90s and then heat indices into the, 111 yesterday?
Yeah, 111. Unbelievable.
We'll talk to, it says could be as high as 106 to 112 degrees locally with the heat index today. Details coming up with Dr. Bill Williams. First, we'll check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, so far Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear with light traffic from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, also accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Watch out for people riding bikes. It's not just courteous. Now, it's the law. The new 3 Feet for Safety Act requires that drivers give at least 3 feet of space when passing bicyclists. More and more people are commuting and touring Alabama on bicycles. As the number of cyclists on our roads increases, so does the need for safe driving. So slow down and give cyclists 3 feet of room. Follow the rules of the road and watch out for each other. Learn more at drivesafealabama.org. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly on the way with headlines in just a second. Do want to just run through this real quickly. Excessive heat warning in effect. So 7 o'clock this evening. It starts at 7 this morning, goes till 7 this evening. National Weather Service in Mobile has issued an excessive heat warning, and it says maximum heat index readings will range from 110 to 115 degrees today with locally higher values possible. Maximum heat index values of 106 to 112 with locally higher values are expected tomorrow. The impact, heat stroke, or heat exhaustion may occur if individuals are not adequately cooled or hydrated. Morning lows remaining above 78 degrees will add to the overall stress with little or no relief. This will continue to be a prolonged heat event lasting through Wednesday. They kind of give you the things you should do. I mean, we'll read through these. You probably got these on lock. It says, when possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. That's moo-moos, everybody. Everybody in moo-moos. When possible, drink. Would do that when possible and drink plenty of water. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety Health Administration, that'd be OSHA, schedule frequent rest breaks in shade or air-conditioned environments. Yeah, I saw a story this morning. Our partners, news partners, Channel 5 are talking about Satsuma closed today for some HVAC issues. They had issues. I think they had gotten them fixed, but just to be sure, today they're not in school at Satsuma. And they said, something for, I forget what they said the air conditioning is something that was, okay, there they go. Air conditioning, they said it was important to the school system. I call it life support.
Yeah.
When it's 115 degree heat index, air conditioning is like life support. It's like a scuba tank.
You have to have it.
You have to have it.
Right? And you don't want a bunch of kids you're supposed to be in there learning, but if they're in there sweating, then they're going to end up, joking around or complaining instead of actually getting down to the learning.
Or passing out. Something like that.
Or passing out. You know, last night, 7 or 8 o'clock, I got the Weather Channel pushed a notification to me. And usually it says it's going to rain here in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
No, it was just letting me know that it was going to be ungodly hot today. Joy.
here's our emoji for ungodly hot. It's the emoji face on fire. All right, we'll get in-depth discussion of the heat and also take a look at the tropics with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us around 6:35. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help this morning searching for a missing man. 29-year-old Jamarcus Carter was last seen on Friday, August 9th, when he was dropped off at the Raceway gas station on Government Boulevard at McVay Drive. He was wearing a black T-shirt, black shorts, and black shoes. He does have a history of schizophrenia, but according to police, no known symptoms are currently presenting. He is 4 feet 5 inches tall and weighs 117 pounds. Anyone with any information on Mr. Carter's whereabouts are encouraged to contact police 251-208-7211. Satsuma High School students and teachers are off today. The school system announced that they're closing the school for one day because of issues with their cooling system. The Satsuma City School System posted on their Facebook page that the primary issue with the cooling system has been repaired and is in full operation. However, secondary issues have now been discovered that may not fully bring the humidity down in the building, especially when students and employees arrive, even though the unit is in full operation. As such, confidence is low that moisture will not build up in the building, which could potentially cause the floors to become unsafe. As a result, we will err on the side of caution and cancel Satsuma High School Tuesday, August 13th. HVAC engineers and specialists will be on site Monday night and into the morning hours until confidence is high that all problems have been resolved. The Facebook post goes on to say, "We do apologize for the inconvenience, but safety is our primary concern. We will notify everyone at 3 p.m. of an update. Thanks." Signed, Bart Reeves, superintendent of the Satsuma City Schools. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Classes at Satsuma High School are canceled due to some issues with the school's air conditioning. School officials say the cooling system has been fixed, but it's not bringing down the humidity, which could cause slippery floors for students and teachers. We expect to get an update on that situation and plans for Wednesday later today. This is the last day of summer vacation for students in Baldwin County, public schools and Catholic schools across Alabama. The school bell rings for the first day of the new school year in Baldwin County tomorrow. Toll opponents continue their pushback against the proposed toll coming to the I-10 River Bridge and Bayway project. People against tolls packed a town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bradley Byrne. State Auditor Jim Ziegler has been a vocal toll opponent. He's urging people to attend a public meeting this week to talk about the effect the toll would have on them. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a $6 toll both ways to travel the entire length of the Bayway and the bridge. That meeting at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center is happening Thursday from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Doctors John Heilmeyer and Casey Singley and the staff of Animal Medical Center on Highway 59 South in Foley would like to remind drivers that schools are back in session. Let's all watch for children walking to school and loading and unloading at bus stops. Remember, children have the right of way. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message from Doctors John Heilmeyer and Casey Singley and the staff of Animal Medical Center, Highway 59 South in Foley. Auburn announces who will take over as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. The Miami Hurricanes pick a starting quarterback, and Antonio Brown loses his grievance with the NFL. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with news for the Auburn Tigers, as the school announced yesterday that Andy Burcham will take over as the voice of the Auburn Tigers, stepping into the booth for the late Rod Bramlett. Bramlett was the play-by-play voice for Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball for over 15 years. He and his wife Paula were both killed in a car accident in Auburn in late May. Burcham is called play-by-play on radio for Auburn's women's basketball and has been on the baseball radio broadcast alongside Bramlett for the last 25 seasons. Yesterday, to mark the occasion, Auburn released a video paying respects to Bramlett while unveiling that Burcham will take over his seat.
Hi, I'm Andy Burcham, and I'm the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. Since the age of 6, I've been working to this point in my career, and I can't wait to be that voice for you.
Burcham added, quote, "It's not an easy transition for anyone. It wasn't an easy transition for Rod when he took over for Jim Fife, and it's not going to be an easy transition for me taking over for Rod. What Rod did was be Rod, and I've got to be me." Burcham's first call will come on August 31st when Auburn faces Oregon in Arlington, Texas to open the season. You can hear that game along with every Auburn football game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In more college football news, the Miami Hurricanes open their season against the Florida Gators on August 24th in Orlando. Yesterday, the Hurricanes announced the battle for the starting quarterback position is over, and redshirt freshman Jaren Williams will suit up behind the first team offense to start the season. Williams beat out returning part-time starter Nikosi Perry and Ohio State transfer Tate Martell to win the competition. Coming out of high school last year, 24/7 Sports ranked Williams as the number 77 overall recruit in the country and the number 5 pro-style quarterback in the nation. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown will have to wear a new helmet after all. Yesterday, the NFL denied Brown's appeal to wear the helmet that he's worn throughout his career, despite a new rule that limits the make and model of helmets that players can wear due to safety precautions. On his social media accounts, Brown said that he disagreed with the decision, but he did confirm that he would return to the Raiders after multiple reports emerged last week indicating that Brown had stepped away from the team. In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees won both games in a doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees won the first game 8-5 and the second game 11-8. Yankees now lead the AL Central by 9 games over Tampa Bay. Yesterday, the Rays defeated San Diego 10-4. Avisaíl Garcia had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run, and Matt Duffy had 4 hits and 3 RBI for the Rays in the win. Toronto crushed Texas 19-4, with the Blue Jays' Brandon Drury hitting his first career Grand Slam. Cleveland's Carlos Santana hit a walk-off home run, giving the Indians a 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox.
There's a ball hammered deep left center field.
With that win, Cleveland back in first place in the AL Central for the first time since mid-April. In the National League, the Washington Nationals got past Cincinnati 7-6, and Arizona beat Colorado 8-6. In interleague play, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell hit his 30th home run of the year.
Does Bell get enough of it? Yes, he does. Ring your bell, Josh Bell. There's number 30.
Pirates went on to defeat the LA Angels 10-2. 2 nights ago, former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez was in San Francisco for ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. And during that broadcast, thieves reportedly broke into A-Rod's rental car and stole jewelry and electronics worth a reported $500,000.
When I saw that, I was like, what does he have? What is he riding around with?
It's got to be J-Lo's jewelry. Police say a camera, a laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, and a bag were reported missing. Sources told the Houston Chronicle that the items were valued around $500,000. Hey, we're getting even closer to college football season starting. If you think you can pick the games better than anyone here at FM Talk 106.5, why don't you sign up and play against us? Put your money where your mouth is, you know, without the money. Mm-hmm. It's free to play. You can sign up facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Make sure your name is in there and registered before week one, August 31st. At the end of the year, the winner will get a nice trophy and a prize package. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 50 years, Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop has been an after-school tradition. Generation after generation has celebrated great days, good grades, and even a pick-me-up for that not-so-good day with a visit to Cammy's. After school or any time is a great time for Cammy's homemade ice cream. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell Streets. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the parkway inside Food Champ's grocery store, 2 till 8.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, still have accident-free conditions. Again, a nice ride if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland at Tillman's Corner and Theodore. You're also checking in accident-free. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. For $30, you can sample over 70 different beers at 24 different venues on Saturday, August 24th. Go to beerfestmobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6:5 traffic.
624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Online at FMTalk1065.com. Grab podcasts there. You can get weekend schedules, weekday schedules. You can get the three big things, top stories of the day, and so much more on FMTalk1065.com. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident in Orange Beach has claimed the life of one woman and injured two more. Just after 12:30 a.m. Saturday, police were alerted to a head-on collision on the Alabama Point Bridge. And we now know two of the people involved in the accident, well, they were sisters heading home from work. The crash was so severe, everyone from both vehicles had to be extricated. Police say, according to their preliminary investigations, it shows a Toyota Tacoma was heading westbound when it crossed the median and hit a Jeep Liberty, which was heading eastbound. According to police, the driver of that Jeep Liberty was pronounced dead on the scene. The passenger in that vehicle, identified as a 33-year-old woman, she was flown to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The driver of the Tacoma, as identified as 26-year-old Jacob Owen Spiller, he was flown to University Hospital here in Mobile. Police say two of the victims, as I mentioned, were sisters heading home to Pensacola from work. This crash is still under investigation and charges may be forthcoming. Our heat wave continues this morning as South Alabama is once again under yet another heat advisory. According to the National Weather Service in Mobile, all of Southwest Alabama will be under that heat advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. The counties included are Choctaw, Washington, Clark, Wilcox, Monroe, Conecuh, Butler, Crenshaw, Scambia, Covington, Mobile, and Baldwin. Air temperatures will range from the mid to upper 90s, according to the Weather Service, and portions of the state could see heat heat indices as high as 112 degrees. There is good news, though. There is rain expected later this afternoon and lasting into tomorrow. Dr. Bill is on deck shortly, and he'll join us to give us more details on what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. And yesterday, Ken Cuccinelli had a lot to say about immigration and self-sufficiency.
Well, we certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet. And so if people are not able to be self-sufficient, then this negative factor is going to bear very heavily against them.
That's Ken Cuccinelli, Acting Director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He, along with the Trump administration, moving forward with a rule that could drastically curb legal immigration. Legal, now, make sure everybody gets the disambiguation here. This is legal immigration by limiting who is allowed to enter and stay in the United States based on that person's need for various public benefits. The, quote, public charge, end quote, rule is part of the Trump administration's broader push to favor skilled immigration applicants and those who are less likely to rely on public assistance. Government estimates some 380,000 applicants would be immediately subject to review under the new guidance after they're finalized in October. Cuccinelli went on to push back against allegations that the administration was purposely trying to limit access by poor immigrants. He said yesterday the latest rule would focus on whether a person is self-sufficient. I mean, this is one of these questions that you got to ask if you have people coming in. I think it goes to the question of who comes in and why do they come into the country? And I think it goes to a base view. If you believe anybody should be able to come, you know, if they follow the rules and wait their time, that anybody should be able to come, that's one way to look at it. Another one is, hey, we have people coming to this country that are on, that within getting here, get on some sort of public assistance. Now, there are people that are there for real reasons. There's also, I've heard and read enough about the scam people. I know that people coming from Russia and a couple, Ukraine, there are a couple places in that block, Eastern Europe, that they have like classes before they, listen to this, they have classes before they leave those countries on, okay, when you arrive, you say this, you file this, you do this, and you do that to get on public assistance.
Really?
Yeah, so it's almost formulaic for them to come over and scam the system. Does that mean everybody's trying to work a scam? I don't know. We'll talk about this more coming up. I think there's going to be a lot of chatter on this one. Dr. Bill's coming up. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A lawyer for Stephen Mason says she plans to file a motion for a retrial after the murder suspect was sentenced to life in prison. Mason was convicted for his role in the death of Kaylee Morris 4 years ago. The South Alabama nursing student was shot and killed in her apartment off Greelot Road. Mason was also indicted in 2017 for trying to hire a fellow inmate to kill three witnesses in the case. A former gang member is hoping students in Pensacola do not follow in his footsteps. Kenneth Daggins joined the gang Disciples when he was 15. He spent nearly two decades at Parchment Prison in Mississippi for violent crimes, but his life is much different now. He's mentoring kids in Pensacola through a program he started called Black Fist Ministries Outreach, and Escambia County Commissioner put up $1,000 to start the program. A scabies outbreak at Holman Prison in Atmore has nearly 30 people quarantined. The wife of one of the inmates affected says the prison didn't act fast enough. A spokesman said 26 inmates were quarantined and receiving treatment and that symptoms began on Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Are you a pack rat? This is Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and we can help you get back that shed, garage, or office space quickly and easily. From home to office furniture to household items, yard waste, and renovation debris, we'll load it, transport it away, and dispose of it. And we recycle about 50% of what we collect, much of it to local charities. With 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you can count on upfront rates, on-time service, clean, shiny trucks, and the friendliest uniformed drivers anywhere. So give us a call today or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 334. Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Registration is still open for NAMI's Family to Family free 12-session educational program for family, significant others, and friends of people with mental health conditions. The evidence-based program significantly improves the coping and problem-solving abilities of people closest to a person with a mental health condition. The class meets Thursday evenings, August 22nd through November 7th. Don't wait. Sign up now by calling NAMI Mobile 251-461-3450.
Hong Kong's airport, the world's eighth busiest, has been thrown into chaos for the second day in a row by pro-democracy demonstrators, with all flight operations canceled for the day now. Correspondent Andrew Stevens is there watching the protest.
What they're doing today is the same tactic, just standing outside the departure gates. And there is a sea of protesters who have been sitting here trying to block as many people as they can.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam warns this morning that the city is on what she calls the brink of no return. California and Massachusetts say they'll go to court to fight the Trump administration's overhaul, what they called a weakening of the Endangered Species Act, this just hours after the administration announced broad changes to the way they will enforce endangered species protections. Two of four experimental Ebola drugs being tested in the Congo are saving lives, according to international health authorities. 1,800 people have died there. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Child care costs in most states exceed federal subsidy payments provided to low-income parents, leaving working families with few affordable options. That report from the Department of Health and Human Services focuses on Child Care Development Fund, an $8.2 billion block grant that goes toward offsetting the cost of care for 1.4 million children nationwide. The fund is the primary federal funding source for child care assistance for eligible working parents. CBS and Viacom are in the final stages of negotiating a deal that would reunite mogul Sumner Redstone's media empire in the hopes of creating a more formidable competitor to the entertainment industry's giants. The two sides are still working out details, including the stock exchange ratio for that transaction. Crude oil down 17 cents at $54.76 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a lower open after stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 387. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your popcorn. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
The management and staff of OWA, located minutes from the beaches in Foley, remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found, observe speed limits in school zones, cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers, and always buckle up. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA, located minutes from the beaches in Foley, taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Point out it's 83 at our studio now, and a heat advisory in effect for our area today and tomorrow. Why is this? What's happening?
Well, right now, the situation is we have high pressure at the surface and in the upper atmosphere, and that combination is going to produce some very hot temperatures, not only here, but all across the South. In fact, it's going to be up near 100 degrees all the way up near Mount Cheehaw up in northeast Alabama. So some hot temperatures across Alabama for today. Here along the Gulf Coast, the humidity will be very high, and this combination of heat and humidity will give us a heat index this afternoon anywhere from 115 to 117.
Wow.
Yesterday, the heat index reached 110 at the airport, but at Brooklee, it was 119. That was yesterday afternoon. So today, look for partly cloudy skies with a few thunderstorms developing this afternoon. The high today will be in the upper 90s, 97 or 98 degrees. And the wind out of the north this morning at only 5 miles an hour, and then around the southeast in the afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy, a little better chance for some thunderstorms tonight. The low will be in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered to numerous thunderstorms. We're still going to get into the mid-90s with a heat index of 112 to 114. But numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the reason for that is a cold front that'll be moving into Alabama tomorrow morning and will move down through the state during the day. And it's going to help really set off the thunderstorms during the afternoon and on into the evening hours. So tomorrow's high around 95 degrees. Again, very, very humid. Now, that front will make it to the coast tomorrow night and then stall. And on Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. The high will be in the low 90s. We may see some drier air on Friday. It'll become mostly sunny with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, high in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, mostly sunny to partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s, but it won't be as humid as what we're going to experience today and what we experienced yesterday. But the highs over the weekend will be in the lower 90s.
Yes, days like this make you yearn for, like, oh, it's only 92. You know, it's only 92.
That's right, and that's close to normal, which is 91.
Dr. Bill, what about the tropics?
So far, we're looking good. It's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. There's a couple of tropical waves now over the Atlantic, one about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, another one a little closer to Africa. We're not expecting anything from these waves, at least over the next couple of days. We'll just continue to watch them.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, the eye on the forecast and tropical weather all hurricane season long. 638 FM Talk 106.5. New term out there. New term. Dog fishing.
Dog fishing.
You've heard cat fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Dog fishing is a new dating term out there. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as traffic builds from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt 65. Again, back to school with school buses now today in Mobile County. Tomorrow in Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, you've already got some school buses traveling as well. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, showed up the Washington Post. Here's a new dating term out there, dog fishing. It's when people pose for their dating profile pics with a dog or other pet that's not theirs.
Smart.
They get like a stunt pet or something like that for the picture. There's an online dating coach in D.C. who says you shouldn't do it. I like the fact that there's such thing as a online dating coach. Like, do they get checks for that? Mm-hmm. Do they get like make a living for that?
What time does his day start, or her day, whoever this online dating coach is?
Dating, I picture somebody with a whistle and a visor on. But it says the online dating coach says you shouldn't do it, even if it gets you more matches. It's just odd when you're using somebody else's dog online and it seems like you're trying too hard. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Well, so. That's the point of dating, right? Trying too hard.
Well put. And then it all ends, doesn't it? When you get married. 640, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It may sound like a movie plot as an Alabama man is accused of faking his own death and leaving the country to escape child sex charges. 28-year-old Jackson Matthew Hall entered a guilty plea on those charges, plus Social Security fraud and aggravated identity theft last Friday. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Hall was set to appear in court in two Alabama counties back in 2016 on charges of child abuse, first-degree rape, and first-degree sodomy of a child younger than 12. He's accused of using another person's identity to obtain a Social Security card, a state driver's license, and a U.S. passport to leave the U.S. Court records confirm that fishermen found blood, clothing, and Hall's wallet along the Tennessee River, but authorities allege that all of that was left there to stage his death so he could escape, and here's why. 24 hours later, the stolen identity was used to fly through Chicago to Canada and Japan and a flight to Malaysia. Authorities were alerted that he'd been sighted overseas and was applying for teaching jobs using a phony name with his own photo. Hall was applying for teaching jobs in Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. He was eventually extradited back to the U.S. after being arrested by Thai authorities. It's a case of irony running way too high as an intoxicated man was unable to hit the brakes of his vehicle while he was in front of a brake shop. 21-year-old Jaderic Freeman of Montgomery was arrested Saturday morning after driving through a Brakes for Less in Greenville, South Carolina. Police say he allegedly hit a vehicle before losing control of his own vehicle and crashing into the business where several more cars were damaged inside. One person was treated for minor injuries. Freeman's been charged with driving under the influence, with more charges expected in the near future. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Classes at Satsuma High School are canceled due to some issues with the school's air conditioning. School officials say the cooling system has been fixed, but it's not bringing down the humidity, which could cause slippery floors for students and teachers. We expect to get an update on that situation and plans for Wednesday later today. This is the last day of summer vacation for students in Baldwin County, public schools and Catholic schools across Alabama. The school bell rings for the first day of the new school year in Baldwin County tomorrow. Toll opponents continue their pushback against the proposed toll coming to the I-10 River Bridge and Bayway project. People against tolls packed a town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bradley Byrne. State Auditor Jim Ziegler has been a vocal toll opponent. He's urging people to attend a public meeting this week to talk about the effect the toll would have on them. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a $6 toll both ways to travel the entire length of the Bayway and the bridge. That meeting at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center is happening Thursday from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Auburn names the new voice of the Tigers. The Miami Hurricanes pick a starting quarterback, and Antonio Brown loses his grievance with the NFL. It's a quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with some news for the Auburn Tigers, as the school announced yesterday that Andy Burcham will take over as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He'll be stepping into the booth for the late Rod Bramblett. Bramblett was the play-by-play voice for Auburn football, basketball, and baseball for over 15 years. He and his wife Paula were both killed in a car accident in Auburn in late May. Burcham has called play-by-play on radio for Auburn women's basketball and has been on the baseball radio broadcast alongside Bramblett for the last 25 seasons. Yesterday, to mark the occasion, Auburn released a video paying respects to Bramblett while unveiling that Burcham will take over his seat.
Hi, I'm Andy Burcham, and I'm the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. Since the age of 6, I've been working to this point in my career, and I can't wait to be that voice for you.
Burcham also said, quote, "It's not an easy transition for anyone. It wasn't an easy transition for Rod when he took over for Jim Fife, and it's not going to be an easy transition for me taking over for Rod. What Rod did was be Rod, and I've got to be me." Burcham's first call will come on August 31st when Auburn faces Oregon in Arlington, Texas to open the season. You can hear that game along with every Auburn football game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In more college football news, the Miami Hurricanes open their season against the Florida Gators on August 24th in Orlando. Yesterday, the Hurricanes announced the battle for the starting quarterback position is over, and redshirt freshman Jaren Williams will suit up behind the first team offense to start the season. Williams beat out returning part-time starter Nikosi Perry and Ohio State transfer Tate Martell to win the competition. Coming out of high school last year, 24/7 Sports ranked Williams as the number 77 overall recruit in the country and the number 5 pro-style quarterback in the nation. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown will have to wear a new helmet after all. Yesterday, the NFL denied Brown's appeal to wear the helmet that he's worn throughout his career. Despite a new rule that limits the make and model of helmets that players can wear due to safety precautions, on his social media accounts, Brown said that he disagreed with the decision, but he did confirm that he would return to the Raiders after multiple reports emerged last week indicating that Brown had stepped away from the team. In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees won both games in a doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees won the first game 8-5 and the second game 11-8. Yankees now lead the AL Central by 9 games over Tampa Bay. Yesterday, the Rays defeated San Diego 10-4. Avisail Garcia had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run, and Matt Duffy had 4 hits and 3 RBI for the Rays in the win. Toronto crushed Texas 19-4 with the Blue Jays' Brandon Drury hitting his first career Grand Slam. Cleveland's Carlos Santana hit a walk-off home run, giving the Indians a 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox.
There's a ball hammered deep left center field. It is gone!
And with that win, Cleveland back in first place in the AL Central for the first time since April. In the National League, the Washington Nationals got past Cincinnati 7-6, and Arizona beat Colorado 8-6. In interleague play, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell hit his 30th home run of the year.
Does Bell get enough of it? Yes, he does. Ring your bell, Josh Bell. There's number 30.
The Pirates went on to defeat the LA Angels 10-2. 2 nights ago, former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez was in San Francisco for ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. And during that broadcast, thieves apparently broke into A-Rod's rental car and stole jewelry and electronics worth a reported $500,000. Police say that a camera, a laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, and a bag were all reported missing, and sources say that the items were valued right there around $500,000. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are not working any new accidents. Satsuma High School is going to be closed today due to malfunctioning AC equipment. Baldwin County Schools go back tomorrow, and Mobile County Schools already back in session. Watch for radar there. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. This year's festival takes place on Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile. Get all the details at beerfestmobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update brought to you by the Dolphin Street Beer Festival. Downtown Mobile, Saturday, August 24th. 70 different beers, 24 different venues. Get your tickets at beerfestmobile.com or call 251-208-1550.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
The concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile reminds you to stay alert behind the wheel. It's back to school time. Slow down as you approach congested school zones and crosswalks. And always stop when you see the flashing red lights of stopped school buses. Remember, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This tip from the concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile, leaders in community affairs along the Gulf Coast.
All right, 6:53 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love the bookstore, you may have noticed how few people tend to be there reading and shopping or even enjoying a cup of coffee. Bookstores in the U.S. have been on a steady decline in recent years, with January sales down 10.6% compared to the year prior. And that's why Barnes & Noble has announced they have a new chief executive. Barnes & Noble has had to close roughly 400 of its stores. Company says they are trying, though, to keep their current customers in and appeal to new customers in hopes of driving their numbers up. Rosie the Riveter wants you. The American Rosie the Riveter Association is looking to find as many Rosies as possible across our nation so they can recognize them for their service and chronicle their stories. They say even if you are not in the workforce, you can still be qualified to join. The association says that if you did something in any way to help win the war, They want you. The association currently has 6,200 members nationwide, but they know there are thousands more who are eligible to join, and that includes descendants of Rosies. Members will receive a certificate recognizing them as a Rosie, along with a newsletter and access to annual conventions. If you are a woman or descendant of a woman who worked during World War II or otherwise contributed to the war effort, you are encouraged to visit the American Rosie the Riveter Association website at rosietheriveter.net or call 1-888-557-6743. And thank you for your service. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The missus has a Rosie the Riveter, like, giant purse. You know, it's not a purse.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big bag, open top bag. You know, ladies carry.
And oh, yeah. Would you call it like a satchel, or a satchel's littler than purses?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, this is like a bag. It's kind of like if you get the grocery bags you reuse.
Okay,
that kind of that shape of thing. She's got one of those with a Rosie the Riveter. We picked that up at Pearl Harbor a couple years ago when we were there, and they had it in the gift shop. But we got more comments. We took that trip just a couple weeks ago out to Colorado, and coming and going, two different people stopped her and said, look at that.
That's awesome.
We're talking about that. And then I was talking about that with the kids, too, because we flew in and out of Brookley Field, and I talked about the number of people that had moved to Mobile, trying to educate the kids on, you know, how Mobile grew and all the people that moved down here for the war effort and how many women were then working in factories and jobs that they hadn't before World War II. It all kind of came together, and then the business had the Rosie the Riveter bag.
That's so cool.
All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, thank you, John, very much. We just got a delivery of not pound cake, but some 5-pound cake. it's already tempting us back in the break room.
Yeah, he brought it in, and I made the mistake of, you know, grabbing the sides of the box, and then I felt the pound cake starting to sag right through the middle of it, and I went, oh, no, this is something you got to pick up from the middle.
You know you're making a good, heavy pound cake when it has that team lift item sticker on it. Also, I want to direct you all to our online opinion poll question this morning on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should legal, now I think people are losing some of this discussion online. What was discussed yesterday from Ken Cuccinelli, we're talking about legal immigration. People go through the process legally. Should legal immigrants have to prove self-sufficiency as a qualifier to enter the United States? That's one of the things that is moving forward here with the Trump administration. And you heard Cuccinelli talking about it yesterday, this idea that you got to basically prove that you're not going to come here and get on public assistance. You know, it's not a wealth test. It's a self-sufficiency test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have enough money or a skill set or a job already lined up to where you're not going to be on public assistance? Should that be a qualifier for legal, once again, y'all, legal immigrants to the United States? Love to see your votes. When you do it online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. We'll tally those throughout the morning. News is next.